other side of the placemat, write all other items. So she sat there and tediously wrote all the other things on this long, 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 long list. And we said, you have just delegated that to the universe. Now release it from your sense of responsibility. Leave it for now to the fairies of the universe. But make your full attention go to the things that you have decided that you will do today. So Esther felt so much better with every item that she wrote on the universe's side of the placemat. She felt a feeling of relief washing over her. In other words, the overwhelmment was lifting from her item by item. And then an amazing thing happened. Esther accomplished her six things on that list. She did it with ease. She was more clear-minded than she had been when she had been lugging around that other list. But another, even more remarkable thing happened. The other list began completing itself. Things that were on her list that she'd been worrying about, people called her and gave her answers that she was looking for. Circumstances and events appeared right before her. We're not kidding you. Wow. Things unfolded and took care of themselves. And at the end of that day, Esther announced to Jerry, "The universe accomplished three times as much today as I did." So
I do find that helps writing things down for sure.
But it is not just writing them down. It is writing them down in an attitude of releasing them. In other words, your attitude is, this is what I can do today, and this is all that I want to be done today. And universe, do what you can do, and I'll do what I can do. But in my focus upon what I'm doing, I'm releasing my own built-in overriding resistance. And you will be pleasantly pleased to discover the remarkable non-physical staff that you have, all of whom are percolating and moving around in your vortex, arranging circumstances and events. Things that Esther had been worried about became non-issues because they became resolved and people just came to her with the resolutions of them. Big things, things that she really had been worried about how she was going to tend to them, resolved themselves. And so every day of the world, Esther makes her list and her list for the universe. And she is proud to announce that the universe is more effective than she is. But another really wonderful thing happens when you begin to play this game. You stop holding yourself responsible for the action that makes things happen. And you begin allowing yourself more of a feeling of worthy receiving without the justification of beating your brains out in order to justify it. And that's what we're feeling mostly with you. There is a feeling of appreciation. We felt it from you as you were describing the unusual situation and how you are working. But there is a big part of you that feels that you must justify the well-being that comes to you by demonstrating how hard you are working. And you got to let go of that. Instead of working hard, work smart. Work from inside the vortex.
Okay. And I have another question, one quick question. Now, my wife is very smart, and she tests me. She asked me, she says, what do you think it will take, like what plateau will you have to get to become successful?
In the vortex, we could do it today, 10 minutes, happy is the trophy of success.
So
oh, she means money?
It could be where I want to reach my goals in the business. You know, it's a new car. It could, you know, something
like
that.
Well, the answer to that question is, I can't give you a defined date, time, or place. But I can tell you, with every fiber of my being, that we are right on track.
Right.
Okay. We're right on track. It's unfolding perfectly. We're right on track.
It feels that way. It does, and I'm not resisting, but it's exciting and scary at the same time.
Well, scary.
The business is going very
scary is imbalance. It's out of the vortex. Exciting is in the vortex. Scary is out of the vortex, and it can't be both at the same time. You're just jumping in and out and in and out and in and out.
But isn't that the essence of life? Is an adventure. It's scary. It's exciting. It's you don't know what's going to happen. That's what intrigues you to evolve.
Well, we would put scary on the same side of the equation with worried or with overwhelmed. In other words, it's an out-of-the-vortex emotion in response.